is the 5th January 1992, the ninth day of our meditation retreat. We will continue our Dhamma talk yesterday. Yesterday we dealt with purification of a mind. As to purification of mind, we have to explain the 5 mental faculties of a meditator. Purification of mind is at the crossroad for Vipassana meditators and Samatha meditators too. Samatha meditators also have to attain purification of moral conduct, purification of morality, sila visuddhi. Then purification of mind, citta visuddhi. Both of meditators are to attain these 2 purifications. But for Samatha meditator, if he has attained purification of mind, it means he has attained jhana concentration. Jhana concentration. Either jhana concentration or upachara concentration, excessive concentration, is known as purification of mind for Samatha meditators. When a Samatha meditator has attained very deep concentration, which is very close to the absorption concentration. Absorption concentration is known as apana samadhi. It's called jhana. Absorption is, apana is another word for jhana. So jhana means fixedness concentration. When the mind is fixed to the object of meditation very firmly, then that state of a mind, that state of a concentration also is called the jhana concentration. And this state of concentration is attained by Samatha meditation. His mind is totally absorbed into the object of meditation. So it's also called apana samadhi, absorption concentration. Both absorptions and fixedness concentration are known as the jhana concentration. before Samatha meditator has attained absorption concentration, he has attained very deep concentration, which is close to the absorption. It's called the Upachara Samadhi, Nivahu Samadhi, because this concentration is very near to the jhana concentration, absorption concentration. So when Samatha meditator has attained this Upachara Samadhi, excess concentration or Nivahu concentration, his mind is quite purified from hindrances. So he has attained the purification of mind, citta visuddhi. Or the Samatha meditator has attained absorption concentration, fixedness concentration, or jhana concentration. His mind is purified from all kinds of hindrances. So he attained the purification of mind, citta visuddhi. So Samatha meditator can attain citta visuddhi, purification of mind, either by excessive concentration, nivahu concentration, or absorption concentration, fixedness concentration, jhana concentration. But though he has attained these two types of concentration, he proceed with the Samatha meditation to attain higher and higher concentration of mind, and sometimes based on this higher concentration, he proceed with his meditation so that he can attain supernormal power, such as flying in the sky, so walking on the water, going through the mountains, and creating many bodies of a person, and so on. But he is not able to realize any mental or physical process, because his aim of meditation is to attain deep concentration and supernormal power. So Samatha meditators can attain the first two purification of purification of all the seven kinds. There are seven kinds of purification. A Samatha meditator attain only the first two purification. Then Vipassana meditation. Vipassana meditation is of two types. Samatha Bhavangama Vipassana and Sutta Vipassana, two types. Samatha Bhavangama Vipassana means insight meditation preceded by Samatha meditation. It's called Samatha Bhavangama Vipassana. Sutta Vipassana means the pure insight meditation. The pure insight meditation without Samatha meditation preceding. So, Samatha Bhavangama Vipassana, the insight meditation preceded Vipassana meditation, is practiced in the time of the Buddha by those who have ample time to devote on meditation. See, they had about 6 months, 1 year or 2 years, 20 years or 30 years. And they have a lot of time to depend or to devote on meditation. So first of all, they practiced Samatha meditation so that they will attain jhana concentration, absorbed concentration. Jhana concentration, absorbed concentration is of four stages. And according to with the Suttanta, the first stage of jhana concentration, the second, the third, and the fourth stage of jhana concentration. They are, we call it eight attainments. Eight attainments. It says Atta Samapatti. It means there are four formal jhana concentration and the other four formless jhana concentration. That's a literary translation of the words. To explain it for easily understanding, the formal jhana concentration means the jhana concentration based on both physical and mental phenomena. That's called the formal jhana concentration. It has also four stages. Formless Jhana concentration means the concentration based on mere mental process without physical phenomena. In another word, we may say the jhana concentration based on physical phenomena is called a formal jhana concentration. The concentration based on mere mental process is called formless concentration. But we need not know these things, because if we know when the mind is concentrated on the object of meditation very well, very deeply, then it's enough for us to practice Vipassana meditation based on that concentration. We need not classify this as jhana concentration 1, 2, 3, and 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8. But for samatha meditator, it may be needed to understand this classification of a jhana, eight jhanas. When the samatha meditators the Savatthibhavangama Vipassana, insight meditation preceded by Samatha meditation. First of all, he practices Samatha meditation such as respiration meditation, breathing meditation, or some concentrating his mind on some devices of a kasina, asubha, and so on. The point is to have only a single object of meditation. Whatever object it may be, you have to concentrate on it. When the mind goes out, bring it to the mind to the object of meditation. Whenever the mind goes out, you need not follow the mind, but you bring it back to the primary object and focus on it. In this way, he has attained gradually concentrated mind. Then when it's a concentration, it's a very deep. It's called excessive concentration or nivahu concentration. When he proceeds with his practice, and at two or three moments of consciousness, he attained jhana concentration, absorption concentration. Then he does not want to proceed with his samatha meditation. He wants to change from samatha object to vipassana, samatha to vipassana meditation based on either excessive concentration or absorption concentration he has attained by means of samatha meditation. he focuses the mind on any mental or physical process. Then contemplate on it. See such as a rising, falling, or any kind of sub sensation or feeling, or the lifting, pushing, dropping, touching, pressing, movement of the foot. He takes any mental process or physical process as the object of meditation after he has attained either access concentration, neighborhood concentration, or jhana concentration, absorption concentration. Such meditators are called a meditator who practices insight meditation preceded by samatha meditation. Concentration meditation, serenity meditation. He may strive his best to attain either excessive concentration or jhana concentration, say, for a month or 2 or 6 months or 1 year or 2 years, 3 years. Because he has a lot of times to spend on samatha meditation. Say, after 3 years of time, he has attained both excessive concentration and absorption concentration, jhana concentration. Then he wants to change from samatha to vipassana, serenity meditation to insight meditation, based on either excessive concentration or jhana concentration. He should be mindful of, he must be mindful of any mental process or physical process as it really occurs. This is called samatha bhupangama vipassana, insight meditation preceded samatha meditation, serenity meditation. Yes, you have better to practice samatha meditation first, then vipassana meditation later, when you have time enough, at least 6 months. I think some of you may have at least 6 months to spend on meditation. You have. Then you can spend 3 months on samatha, then another 3 months on vipassana. When a samatha meditator has attained either excessive concentration or absorption concentration, his mind is quite purified from hindrances. So he has attained the purification of mind, citta, which will be the second one. If he switch his mind to any mental or physical process as insight meditation, then he is able to realize any mental process or physical process which is observed as it really is, because his concentration has been already deep enough. But he would take, say, about 3 months to attain this purification of mind, citta visuddhi. Then, pure insight meditation, Suddha Vipassana. Suddha Vipassana means nothing but the one you are practicing now. Why? Because you did not practice Samatha meditation first. Did you practice in the beginning with the theory? No. You go straight away to Vipassana, insight meditation, by being aware of rising, falling, and lifting, moving, dropping, touching, and so on. So, the insight meditation now you are practicing is the one that is not preceded by Samatha. So it is called pure insight meditation, Suddha Vipassana. Why do you have to practice this Suddha Vipassana, pure insight meditation? We don't have ample time to spend on meditation, huh? We have only how long? 5 days, 7 days, 10 days, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, that's all. If we practice Samatha meditation from the very beginning of the retreat, then we have to strive our best to attain excessive concentration at the end of a retreat. It's also not sure. Yeah, excessive concentration means when your mind, noting mind, is concentrated well on the object of meditation without wondering or thinking about something else. About, say, an hour or two. Then you can say you have attained excessive concentration. But what is it? The name of the concentration you have attained by being aware of all mental and physical phenomena, by means of pure insight meditation, what do you call that, the concentration you have attained? It's called a Kanika Samadhi, momentary concentration. Kanika means a momentary. Samadhi means a concentration. Kanika Samadhi means a momentary concentration. Because when you concentrate on the rising movement, then you know rising. As long as the rising movement existed, your mind concentrated on it. But the rising movement is not very long. How long does it last? Huh? 1 hour, 2 hours? Yes. Normally, if a meditator breathes in and breathes out normally, rising movement lasts about 2 seconds. The falling movement also lasts 2 seconds. This is for normal person. But there are some meditator who has a short breath. Yeah. Then, how long does it last? On a single object. But it is concentrated on each object of meditation, one after another, uninterruptedly and disruptively, continuously. Then concentration becomes continuous, constant. Then it is called Papanda Samadhi. The meaning is the successive concentration or consecutive concentration. The concentration, the mind concentrated on each object of meditation one after another consecutively and successively. Then it becomes powerful. Rising, falling. You may remember, you can note rising, falling movement very concentratedly, say about 5 minutes or 10 minutes at least. Then your mind becomes quiet, calm, and tranquil, because it falls on any object of meditation momentarily and one after another calmly, steadily, about 5 minutes or 10 minutes. Then you feel quiet. Sometimes you feel quiet, serene, and tranquil about 30 minutes or 40 minutes. It means the mind doesn't go out very often, but it may go out occasionally, say about 30 minutes time. Your mind may go out about 3 or 4 times. But when the mind go out, you know it as soon as it is out. Then you note it. The mind stops there and come back to the primary object. And this with mind concentrated on the object of meditation. Then you are noting mind, which is concentrated on each object of meditation successively and consecutively, say about 30 minutes. and your mind is purified from hindrances for 30 minutes. You have attained citta visuddhi, purification of a mind. So, when the mind is purified from hindrances, the insight knowledge that arises together with the concentration, concentrated mind, becomes sharp and penetrating. So, from the time you have attained the purification of mind, citta visuddhi, gradually you begin to realize the mental and physical phenomena and their true nature. It means that you have attained some insight knowledge. Then here, what you should remember is samatha meditators can attain citta visuddhi, purification of mind, by either excessive concentration or absorption concentration. Vipassana, pure vipassana meditator can attain citta visuddhi, purification of the mind through what? Excessive concentration. Or successive concentration. Momentary concentration. The Khanika Samadhi is used in many of the commentaries. Pavana Samadhi, successive concentration, is very rarely used. So we never, normally we never explain the meaning of a Pavana Samadhi. We actually only the meaning of a momentary concentration, Khanika Samadhi. You got Pali word? What is that? Khanika Samadhi. Khanika means momentary. Samadhi means concentration. Khanika Samadhi means momentary concentration. Then either excessive concentration or absorption concentration has ability to overcome the hindrances. So, the commentator said, the Khanika Samadhi, momentary concentration, an insight meditator has attained, has also the same ability as the excess concentration has to overcome hindrances. It means the ability of Khanika Samadhi, momentary concentration, is equal to that of excessive concentration, which a samatha meditator can attain. Both concentration has the ability to purify the mind from hindrances. You follow? Yes. What I explain you, these are three kinds of a samadhi. Let Pavana Samadhi be as it is. When you say three kinds of samadhis, excessive concentration, absorption concentration, and momentary concentration. Excessive concentration and absorption concentration can be attained by samatha meditator. Momentary concentration can be attained by who? Vipassana meditator, pure insight meditator. Some of scholars, Pali scholars, hold that excessive concentration and absorption concentration are attained by samatha meditators. So only samatha meditators has attained the purification of a mind. Behold that. They do not know khanika samadhi, momentary concentration. In many cases, in many places of scriptures and commentaries, it's mentioned khanika samadhi in khanika samadhi, momentary concentration. Because they do not have any knowledge of this khanika samadhi, momentary concentration, they hold that only samatha meditators can attain purification of mind, citta visuddhi, through excess concentration or absorption concentration. Pure insight meditator cannot attain any purification of a mind, citta visuddhi, because they are not able to attain either excess or absorption concentration. They hold that. Then, how do you think? Are they right? You hope wrong. It's not so. You experience it's wrong. Because now you are insight meditator. You have attained some degree of a concentration, momentary concentration, and you are able to purify your mind from hindrance to a certain extent. Is it right? Yes. Then you know it through your experience. This is just 8 days of meditation? 8 days or 9 days? 9 days of meditation. If you practice, say, about 2 weeks or 3 weeks, then your concentration becomes better and better, then the mind becomes more and more purified, and then you have attained purification of mind to a larger extent. So that's why I may explain to you this is the citta visuddhi, purification of a mind, and the commentary to the first text of Abhidhamma. It's called Dhammasangani. Kanika Samadhi is a world explained. Common momentary concentration is a world explained. And the Visuddhi Magga, the text for meditation, describes how a meditator who concentrate on the four primary material elements can attain the purification of a mind by means of Kanika Samadhi, momentary concentration. The four primary material elements are widely known to almost all meditators. Now you may think we don't have any knowledge of these four, but if I explain to you, you will say, ah, yes, all right, we know. The four primary material elements are the first one, Patavi Dhatu, earth element. The second one, Abho Dhatu, water element. The third one, Tejo Dhatu, fire element or temperature. The fourth is Vayo Dhatu, wind or air element. Though we translate Tvi Dhatu into earth, Avo Dhatu into fire, Tejo Dhatu, Avo Dhatu into water, Tejo Dhatu into fire, and Vayo Dhatu into wind or air. Actually, they are not really earth, not real earth, not real water. The characteristics of these dhatu are named as earth, water, fire, and wind, so that we can easily communicate with the words, with each other through the words. We have to name the characteristics of these elements. But we are Vati, Jo, Vayo, earth, water, fire, and wind. The characteristic of Vati, Dhatu, earth elements, is hardness and softness. Hardness and softness are the characteristic of the specific characteristic of earth element. Occasionally, you may concentrate on hardness of your body or softness of your body. Did you concentrate on? Yes. So you are practicing on the four primary material elements. When you are concentrating on the movement of the foot while walking, deep enough, first of all, your foot become light. You have to note lifting, pushing, dropping, touching, pressing as effortless. As if you do not put any effort, the movement is going on of its own accord, and also the mind notes it. You feel you need not make any effort to note it, because the concentration becomes deeper. So the movement, there's a movement, then the mind notices it. There's a pushing movement, then the mind notes it. In this way, you feel very comfortable, very happy, very enjoying. You enjoy it. Very much pleased with your walking meditation. So you do not want to stop. One hour's walk, and you want to proceed with it. Say, a half hour or 2 hours, and so when the bell rang, you may be disappointed, because you have to come to meditation hall to listen to Dhamma talk. So you have a good walking. Then, because of a deep concentration, you feel your foot light, your walking is just automatic. Sometimes you feel, when you note rise, lifting, pushing, dropping, touching, pressing, you feel there's a robot going on. You are not robot, you see it, lifting, moving, dropping, touching, and so on. What do you mean you feel a robot? That means the walking movement is not identified with yourself, with the person, with the being. You don't take it as a person, a being. So you feel it a robot, which is walking. By the power of a mission. Then, gradually, you feel you are walking on a heap of a cotton. Because your palm of the feet becomes soft. Then you feel it is soft, and also the place where you are trod walking is also become soft. When the feeling of the foot is very soft, you do not think you are walking on any solid, anything which is a solid. Then you feel you are walking on the air. Your foot doesn't touch the ground, either the ground or the floor. Sometimes you may feel you are walking about 2 feet height from the ground. Just feeling the air. Then, when you feel it soft on your foot, under your foot, that means that you are realizing the specific characteristics of earth element. Occasionally, you don't feel your feet is soft. What you feel is there's the feeling of a softness or soft feeling. There's the mind that knows it. That's all. Then you are unconscious of yourself. Your foot or your body fully formed. It means that the inside knowledge that realizes the softness of Patavi Dhatu destroys or removes the idea of personality, individuality, Sakaya Deity and other Deity. Then again, you note lifting, moving, dropping, touching, pressing, intending, lifting, moving, dropping, touching, pressing. Sometimes you feel your movement is bouncing. Because when you lift the foot suddenly lifted up its own accord. Then you are surprising at the experience of it, because you do not expect it bouncing, but lifting, bouncing. Then when you note pushing, the foot is suddenly pushed forward too much. You cannot control it. There also you are surprising. Who pulled my foot forward? Yeah. When you put it down, drops abruptly. You want to drop it down very slowly, but it dropped down very, very abruptly. That means you are realizing the pulling movement of the Vayodha to wind element. Then, when you put down sometimes, you put the foot down, then the foot comes up again. It is bouncing. What's that? There, while your wind element moves up again. When you put the wire, the wind between the foot and the floors, you put, then you press it, so it press again, then bouncing, you feel there wire that wind element. There also you feel your foot is not bouncing, but there's the bouncing movement between the foot and the floor. It means that you have the inside knowledge that realizes the specific characteristic of a wind element. That insight removes the idea of I or you, a person or being. Then Sakaya deity, the deity has been removed. The idea of a personality, individuality, I or you, self or soul, is the seat of all mental defilement. The seat of all mental defilement. When you have seat, you sit on it. Yes. When you have the idea of personality, individuality, mental defilement arises on, depending on it. So this idea of a person being, Sakaya deity, other deity, is the seat of all mental defilements. When you don't have a, say, chair, say you want to sit on the chair, there's no chair, what happened to you? No. You think you have a chair, so you sit on it, but actually the chair is not there. What happened? Falling backward. So you must remove the chair out so that you don't have a defilement. What's the chair?